Manager's Log, November 16th, 2016. Last week, I was asked by members of the Tribal Election Office and Board to substitute for this year's tribal election. Two of the seated election board members have immediate relatives running for office. I was considering the option, but was hesitant due to the number of candidates on the ballot. 15 years serving on the election board gives me an insight on how long it takes to count the ballot with so many names to tabulate. I was told by one board member that they are looking into getting a ballot counting machine like Humboldt County uses. That would speed up the process. But I believe we cannot switch to a different vote counting system during an open act of election. To switch to an automatic vote counting machine, we will need to amend the election ordinance regarding Section 16, Canvass of Election Results. Subsection 16B, Counting the Ballots, wherein it reads, after the polls have closed, the chairman, in the presence of the election board and any poll watchers, shall unlock the locked ballot box containing the executed ballots. The list of those signing in to vote during the election day will be counted, and the number of those signing in to vote must conform with the number of executed ballots. The election officials shall count the ballots cast in the following manner. As the ballots are opened, the board member selected by the drawing of straws, that member drawing the longest straw, shall verbally announce the choice or choices indicated on the ballot. The election board members shall record such information on tally sheets provided for such purposes. Upon completion of the tally, the board shall note on their tally sheets the number of votes cast by those voting in person. Well, I agree a ballot counting machine would speed up the tally of votes. I also ask, what's the hurry? Any tally made at the election board table at the end of the voting is unofficial. In fact, according to the election ordinance 16-I, the election board shall within 3 days following the completion of the canvass of the election post the uncertified results. And 16-I further reads, the certified results are not posted until the 14th day after the primary election and on the 7th day after the general election. What with Facebook and other social medias, this section could use some updating, or not. The problem I witness in the hand counting of ballots is we have far more voters today than we had when the election ordinance was established in 1972. I find that counting the votes immediately after the polls close creates an 18-hour day for the election board members. The board sets up the polls at 6 a.m., the polls close at 7:30. Ballot counting could take another 5 to 8 hours. I believe the long hours discriminate against elder tribal members who may want to be on the election board. I know I was tired of the long hours. The other problem with long hours is mistakes are more likely to happen. The board takes the time to make tally count corrections, which extends the whole count process. My suggestion is to not count the ballots the same day. Give the board and the poll watchers the night off and count the ballots in the morning. I bet it would not take 5 hours. In our half past nine and half past five programs today, we share a nation radio program with Jonathan Simon of the Election Defense Alliance, titled How Machines May Have Counted Our Votes Wrong.